now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everyone to the SNL Premier League podcast. Back again, Al, on V2Football.
Well, we had
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
One international. So it weren't our fault. And the other two is none of your fucking business.
Yeah, oh. Last week.
Swear, John.
Christmas parade, wasn't it?
Christmas parade so, down our way.
We couldn't do it last week. Oh, the week before it was bonfire night.
Of course it was.
November.
Didn't remember.
Yeah, so I have to put on my spectacular bonfire display.
Yes.
Every year. I don't know, all day I'm like, I'm not going to burn my fingers this year. I'm not going to burn my fingers. Like last year I had, you know, the lighter thing.
Oh, yeah.
Little stick.
Yeah.
I put that down and I picked it up the wrong way. And so I'm like, So this year I'm like, I'm determined. I'm not going to set my fingers on fire with a lighter. I'm cooking about 2 hours before, and I'm cooking away, getting the sausages up to the oven, burn my bloody hands.
Oh.
Proper burn.
On the bangers.
Oh my God, you bastards.
I top that, Al. I burnt a little boy.
You burnt the little boy?
All fun and games, isn't it? Fireworks. I'll be honest with you, this is the first bonfire night in the new house, isn't it?
Yeah.
My brother came with his two boys.
You've got a garden, haven't you? A big garden.
Well, it's not big enough for fireworks, we learned, Al. You can't get far enough away from them. And we put it in, back of the sand, innit? We were digging them in. Well, this one, we dug it in, innit? It turns out, on most fireworks, there's a line, buried line.
Buried up to this line.
Well, we were 5 inches away from that buried line. So, it was one of 18 shots. First one goes up. Oh, look at that. It fucking fell on his side, didn't it? Right at us. Facing us. The next one comes. Fucking hell. It's like fucking Vietnam, son. Get everyone running for cover. One went right in the boy's chest. Like, ten. He's all right. Didn't hurt him. He's all right. Fun again.
Fireworks, man.
But, exactly. But, yeah, there
mind
we go.
Mind you, I had one, like, a firework. And I couldn't get the thing off. The lighter.
Oh, yeah.
The bit you got to light.
Yeah.
The fuse. I'm like, fucking hell, what's the fuse in this? So I had to open the damn thing. So I'm pulling on the fuse, trying to get it out. I'm like, right, that's out now, okay. So I put it on. I'm looking for box as fuck then. So it's like leaning. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to light it anyway. Yeah, I'm going to light it. So I lit it there and like, boom!
I tell you what, some of them pack a punch now with these.
Oh, see how nasty I am. All right, my little girl, I set one off with a big bang. So, boom! She was like, oh, I don't like that, Daddy. I don't like that. I had three more. What do I do? It's all right, babe, I'm not going to light them. That's what a normal man would do. Me, put all three of them together, tie the fuses up together, and then let them all off at one go. So one enormous bang.
Oh, stop it, son. Got to teach him, son. Get over the fear. Face your fears.
Oh, boom. Where was fucking... I was like, yeah, that was brilliant.
We had a lovely one. It was going... like that rainbow colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a sprinkler. Oh, look at that. Lovely, lovely colours. All of a sudden, like you said, bang. Lit up the world, man. I'm telling you now. You know... Like the singer, like on X Factor,
yeah.
When they got the sparks coming round, they're walking through. We're all like that, shitting ourselves, trying not to get burnt. But yeah,
I do every year. I do try and do my Goldberg, walking through, breathing.
Oh dear, we get on a football soon. I'm sure we will. Anything else you've been up to, Al?
Oh no, that's three weeks gone by. Son.
Three weeks.
I barely remember what I'd done last week.
Getting old now, getting the age, Al. I had my MOT done. The only old doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Full works, isn't it? You know, so, first time I've had it done, you know?
Woof.
Hey?
Fingers
so
up your arse.
Goes in there, isn't it?
Oh, it's not my first time, son.
No.
I'm
First time in the doctor's, mate.
No, twice. Twice I've had it done in a doctor.
So
one with a doctor and one when I was in the waiting room.
I know, son. Arsehole like a wizard's sleeve, you know. We know that, said. But he goes in, the doctor puts his gloves on, does the biz, isn't it? I said, it's quite uncomfortable. You didn't say a word. So he comes out there, gloves off. He walks out. I said, oh, right. Nurse walks in, says, oh, who was that? Oh, anyway, oh, let's crack over the football, shall we? I tell you what, we've got to mention we're still sponsored by artoffootball.com.
We are still.
After all these weeks. And of course, handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split second moments. Moments you never forget as you look to capture the energy, passion, and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And of course, they only produce a limited number of each design. So your t-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, one of a kind. Unique, one of a kind. So get on it, artoffootball.com. Art of Football on Twitter, search for Facebook, Instagram. Enter the promo code National for 10% off.
A special Christmas offer coming up? Or?
Well, I think over this weekend they've had 20% off.
Yeah.
So when that ends...
What, because of Black Friday?
Because of Black Friday. Yeah. So, but obviously when that ends, you still can take advantage of the National promo code to get 10% off.
Oh, you could have 30% off this weekend with us then?
No, only one code at a time, Al.
Oh, is it?
Come on now, son.
You don't, surely it'll work.
I tried to do. But yeah, so let's crack on now with some football. Friday night football as well.
What about Friday?
Friday night, West Ham. Yeah,
West Ham.
Oh, David Gollum Moyes.
David, I look like a junkie, Moyes.
It'll be Albrighton on the night for Leicester. Mark Albrighton with a goal for Leicester. Coyote. Oh, excuse me.
Game was finished in the first half.
For West Ham, exactly, yes. Yeah. So, home point now for David Moyes. It's obviously going to take him a few games to get his system going at West Ham. His system.
Oh!
I don't. What's happening, Sam?
Oh, it's you. Set me off, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Get
obviously, he didn't have much of a style at Sunderland, other than lose, and lose badly. Yeah. So, he'll obviously take a few weeks before West Ham are losing and losing badly again.
Yeah.
After the initial... Leicester, good away point with Claude Puel. Is he drawn nearly every game?
Yeah.
Drawn most games now, would he?
Claude Puel.
We'll be here for his unveiling, or was that happened in our three-week hiatus?
It was, sir.
When he was unveiled as the manager.
Oh, yeah, I think it happened the week...
The week we broke up.
Yeah.
The week we broke up. Okay.
You fucking dog hair and your fucking clothes, man.
You're allergic to dogs, Al. What's going on, son?
I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, you could say it's a good point for both sides, but obviously they're both struggling down the bottom, so they both... would have much preferred a three and needed them, really, both sides, especially with a busy Christmas period.
We're West Ham. West Ham are 18th.
18th now, see.
And Leicester 12th.
Leicester 12th, yeah. Yeah, but it's so tight. I mean, top from 8th or 9th down, it could be anyone.
9th, yeah. Brighton in 9th. And...
Exactly. So, as I said, you need a busy Christmas period with them 3 points. I'll carry on, Al, you fucking... but anyway, we move on to Saturday's game.
Saturday!
And down our old mate, Roy Hodgson, gets the win for Crystal Palace. 2-1 over Stoke.
2-1.
Shaqiri.
Oh, I'm better when you scored on the
wall. Were they like mountains, bosoms, like...
Yeah.
Hips
don't lie, you know that.
Hips don't lie.
Huddersfield has taken the lead.
Huddersfield 1-0 against Manchester City in injury time in the first half, ladies and gentlemen. We're live as this is happening.
We're live in Huddersfield.
Live at the McAlpine.
Or
is it John Smith's now, isn't it?
John Smith's, yeah.
No nonsense there, son. Oh, Pep. Pep's not happy, son. He's not happy. Drinking some water then from a corner. In swinger, in a 6-yard box. On goal. Looks like an on goal.
Was it?
Let's have a look. Otamendi, number 30, on goal off his shoulder. Oh dear. Yeah.
Oh, dear it, mate. David, mate.
Oh, dear.
That's Man City season gone.
That's gone. That's the rot set in now. You won't see it there. We're lucky to stay up.
Yep.
If we're honest, you know what I mean? Oh, Dave Wagner loves it.
Loves it, doesn't he?
Oh, aye. That's what you want. Anyway, where were we? Our old mate Roy.
It's like the flight of the Valkyries. Hey, bit of classical joke there for the older viewers there. Wagner, you know.
Yeah. yeah, Shaqiri with a goal for Stoke. Loftus-Cheek with Crystal Palace. And Mamadou Sakho. Well,
Loftus scored with his cheek.
With his cheek, sir. With his cheek. And Sakho with a 90th minute winner for Crystal Palace. Obviously, we know much needed win. Roy seems to be turning around, getting points on the board now, still, as we knew he would.
Still rock bottom.
He's obviously changed their diet. You know what I mean? He's took over
head. He's come in.
He's took over head chef duties, and he's changed his club from top to bottom. You know, he does do kids parties as well now.
He does, yeah.
I heard he's done a lot of good buffets.
He puts a lovely spread on all right.
Oh, absolutely.
Ball of Bonds.
Oh, he loves it.
Sausage rolls.
I heard. I mean, obviously, Paris, they pay decent wages, but he still...
Ritz biscuits.
Ritz biscuits. That's... I'm going to give a fucking 20 packs of them over Christmas,
son. He got
biscuits and cheese, that's all I eat. Turkey biscuits and cheese.
Oof. Biscuits and cheese.
Beautiful combo. But old Roy, I was talking to him in a week. He'd recently done a cannibal buffet.
Aye. What, a buffet for cannibals?
Cannibal buffet. £12 a head it was. You got a joke for every occasion, son. Not a good one.
That's why we talk 3 weeks off, ladies and gentlemen. So we can think of new jokes. That's it. That's
it. That's it. We'll be back in 3 weeks.
That's all we can think of in 3 weeks.
But yeah, much needed win for Palace. Points on the board. Goals are going in for Roy. So... there, Sparky, Traveller Stoke.
Yeah.
Still struggling season. But as we said, it's that bottom 12, 11, 12 clubs who are all in it together, sort of thing.
Anybody can.
So you don't know, you know what I mean? Three wins together and you're right up there and right out of it, they'd say. Move on then to the top of the table. Manchester United, 1-0 winners over Brighton. Lewis Dunk with an own goal, Al.
Lewis Dunk,
one of your old favourites of FIFA, I know
one
that, son.
One of my old favourites from FIFA.
Slam Dunk of Funk, own
Lewis
goal.
Lewis Dunk, I had him... do you know what? This is true, this is.
True story.
I'm not making this up.
True story.
I was Brighton manager once, okay?
Yeah.
I left young Newell Boys. Isn't he young? No.
Newell's old boys.
Newell's old boys in Argentina. Got a job in Brighton. I thought, that's a good chance for me. And I've been in Argentina for 4 years.
Yeah.
I've won everything I can. Here we go. Sir. So I'm building a new team. Would I sign? Lewis Dunk.
You signed him, sir?
From Leeds, I think he was.
I think, yeah, something like that, was he?
Yeah. Lewis Dunk. I thought, number six,
Alveda. Oosh.
Solid.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, he actually signs for Brighton.
Yeah. Well, there we are.
Look at that, huh?
He's like telepathetic, isn't he?
So. Yeah, I'm telepathetic.
But struggle for Man United, really. Also, he came out and said he's had.
I must add, I was sacked Brighton because I failed to go in.
Oh,
yeah, I failed to win automatic promotion, and I got in the playoffs.
A bit harsh, isn't it?
You tell me, son.
There's nothing worse when something
still
like
fucking raw about that.
There's nothing worse when it happens, isn't it?
Oh.
The worst one when I had sent, it was obviously the mighty Ipswich Town, sir. And you know how, you know, the last few years they brought the internet January, you can go and sign pre-contract players,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
On the freeze. Oh, the players I had lined up and signed. I had Hazard. Oh, I had all these superstars lined up. And what happens? End of the season, they sack me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're having a laugh, aren't you?
I hate when that happens. You think, oh, I've got three big World Stars players coming next season.
I'm going to rip it up.
I'll be alright.
Yeah.
And then they come along and say, well, we're not reviewing your contract.
Yeah.
I'm like, you bastards.
There's nothing worse. Yes, so Man United, 1-0 winners over a good Brighton side.
They've had a very low dipping form at the moment, haven't they?
Yeah.
Lost to Basel
1-0. I mean, did he play a few youngsters or not?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The week before they lost to Time. And then the week before that, they lost to
Rosemary.
Rosemary. And and I hear they got cinnamon, which is going to be a spicy
spicy countdown, yeah. But yeah, they got the 1-0 win. Home win as well. Home form continues for Man United and Jose. And obviously, massive if Huddersfield can keep this lead on Super Sunday. Then they close that gap to 8 points, 5 points, something like that, is it? So obviously, busy Christmas period. Busy Christmas period is Alan Pardew's there.
The next West Bromwich Albion manager.
So they say, innit, mate? So they say. Oh, Jesus, you know what I mean?
No one's going after the Everton job, are they?
No one wants that. No one wants
that. Poison chalice, that is.
Well, arguments in the boardroom, they say now, do they? Between Kenwright and Mashiri or whatever his name is.
The story is Kenwright wants to put on Joseph and the Major Technicolor Dream Court for this year's Christmas concert.
Yeah.
All right. But the other guy, he says, no.
No.
Let's do the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, well.
And Kenwright's saying, well, what's that got to do with Christmas? You know, it's not really religious. And the other guy's saying, what's Joseph got to do with Christmas? You know?
Exactly.
That's all it is. Kenwright, in his musical theatre days, again, he's fucking cheaping in.
I mean, they've both got valid points.
They got shows, and if I had to pick one, I would go to one of my favourites, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror, son. Exactly. You know? You've always got the fishnets on.
Always. I love Frankenfurter, and I can see David Unsworth playing a great Frankenfurter.
He could, son. He wouldn't need a chair, either, son. Keep this 5 o'clock level. Who's that? I know him. What's his face? Inchcliffe.
Yeah.
That's him, isn't it? He's got an arse for a nose.
Yeah. Fucking chin on him.
Anyway, where we are? We'll move on to St James's Park. Newcastle having a hiding at the hands of Watford, Elton's big boys.
Yes, I know.
They were absolutely... Watford, they could have scored about six.
Well, he's been heavily linked, didn't he, Marco Silva?
Marco Silva, Everton. He's saying he don't want it. Watford a threat. Not Watford. Yeah, Watford are threatening. Saying if you keep coming after him, we're going to,
send Elton around.
Cut your ears off, like. You know? Basically, they, you know, do a Southampton to Liverpool, you know what I mean? Slap their wrists. But absolutely amazing away win against an absolute dismal Newcastle side. Rafa's got to wonder what was happening to his team lately. Is it three or four defeats in a row now?
Up and down, Newcastle. They put on got some really good form of before.
Yeah.
And they were like in the top five and then they've gone down up.
But Will Hughes for Watford, back to back goals for him.
Yes, he scored his first one last week, didn't he?
First one last week. First time he's scored back to back goals in his career as well. Yeah. Which is surprising. I mean, he always used to get a few for Derby, don't he?
Yeah.
Yedlin on goal Andre Gray. Who, I tell you what, had some chances. Jesus Christ, his shooting is absolutely abysmal.
Andre Gray.
Oh, like I said, they should have scored six and he should have scored about four. Absolutely terrible. I mean, he was on his own, you know, in space, well, like most of the Watford team, just in acres of space, and they just didn't finish it off.
He played for Burnley.
Burnley, he was at Burnley, yeah. But Rafa's got to be wondering about that. Marco Silva again. Continuing Watford's great season and obviously being linked with all these clubs is a testament to how well he's doing. Let's move on then to our team down the road there. Swansea 0, Bournemouth 0. That's all you got to say about that, really.
That's all I got to say about that. nothing really.
I mean,
Swansea are fucking...
There's no the positives there. It's a clean sheet for both sides.
Yeah.
Where they both has been struggling defensively big time.
Swansea up there, second from bottom.
Something has to be there. I mean, the Food of Sport has said, you know, they saw a decent half from them where the players actually looked like they were trying and giving, you know, 100% effort. And then, you know, the other half was just, you know, back to the usual this season of absolutely terrible and just going through the motions. Luckily, they were playing a poor Bournemouth side, really, I think. Who haven't been on...
They haven't been in good form, have they, this season?
I mean, they won a few games lately, but over the season. I mean, the defence is terrible. Goals, pretty hard to come by sometimes. So, 0-0, I suppose, it's a fair result. and they can both look on it as something to build on, a clean sheet, you know, a waypoint for Bournemouth. They'll be happy with that. And Swansea just to stop the rot of letting in two or three goals every game or whatever.
I've said it at the start, I'm still saying it, they will be relegated.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, I can't see it. I mean, people have said, a few Swans supporters said about Clement, Paul Clement, the French manager, of course, at Swansea.
Yeah.
He needs to come out, he needs to do this. I mean, sacking him isn't going to solve nothing. Whoever they bring in, unless they bring in someone like Big Sam, who's not going to go there, he's not going to touch Swansea with a barge pole, then I can't see anything changing. Because whoever they bring in, he's not going to be able to spend money in January.
Nope.
Because Swansea just don't spend money.
Nope.
Simple as that. So, yeah, I'm with you, Al. I think they're doomed to relegation this season.
Doomed.
Oh, my God. Right, so we'll move on, Al. Tottenham Hotspurs, 1. Wankers, Barcelona, arseholes. West Brom, 1. Surprising. I know, West Brom. There should be a reaction from the manager being sacked. There's always a
Tony
performance. Tony Pulis gone.
Favourite to be the Welsh manager now. Favourite Chris Coleman left and become Sunderland's manager. Did he not see where Sunderland are in the league when he took over? Did he think they were still in the Premiership?
It's a very strange decision.
That is a
very strange decision. Yeah. I mean, when there's, you know, I mean, most jobs, obviously except the top jobs in the Premier League, his name has been linked with.
Yeah.
Obviously Crystal Palace before, because he's played for them. Swansea, of course, when the manager's under pressure. I mean, you know, West Brom, he would have been heavily linked with that, no doubt, if he didn't have the Sunderland job already. Everton, I'm sure his name is mentioned, not as highly as Marco Silva, for instance, or, you know, Big Sam has been. But it just, it doesn't make sense when the club hasn't changed at all from, you know, I know it's getting on to the Championship now, so we shouldn't really talk about it now. But the club hasn't changed from the top. Still the same board there. Who're not going to back their manager with enough money and funds to turn the side around?
They will be relegated. They will be in League One next season. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's just
you know, because I was in the hairdressers the other day with my little girl, Paul Jackson, little plug there.
Plug.
And his receptionist and Paul Jackson himself was talking to me about it. I said, well, he's got a brilliant international record, but he's a terrible club manager.
Yeah.
And he's not going to do fuck all.
No, absolutely.
So I can't see Sunderland.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I'm with you. I can't see it right, but anyway, it's up to him, isn't it? Like an idiot. But yeah, Tony Pulis, of course, gone from West Brom. Gary Megson, blast from the past.
Yes, Gary. Well, he was there, wasn't he? He was his number two.
He was
there. I bet he did that from the start, Megson. I bet he's like, I'm going to come in now. He's going to get sacked, and I'm going to be back.
Boing, boing, baggy, baggy, bring it back.
Megson's backing, boys.
But yeah, Rondon with a goal for West Brom. Harry Kane, of course. He's one of their own.
Yeah, well, they had a good result in the Champions League, didn't they? 2-1 against Dortmund.
Against Dortmund, 1-0 down, of course, as well, weren't they?
Was it the week before?
So they beat Madrid. Group winners, won the group, didn't they, of course. So massive for them, obviously. You wonder if that hangover is affecting their Premier League form.
Yeah.
When a home game against West Brom, you should be beating them. I know West Brom had a reaction from the change, you know, not change of manager, but when the manager goes, you always get a reaction from the players. They try a little bit harder, don't they? But yeah, Tottenham, I mean, even Poch come out now and said they're out of the title race after that draw. You can't say this stage at all, so there we are.
You're going to win the Champions League?
Well, yeah, you'd be happy with that then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you're out of the title race.
Exactly. But yeah, West Brom. I mean,
it's either them or Paris Saint-Germain.
Who's going to go to West Brom, though? You know, it was
exactly. Well, Alan Pardew is favourite, isn't he?
Yeah, but is that an improvement at all on Tony Pulis?
No,
huh?
I don't think so. No.
No. I mean, I know, you know, they've had.
Yeah, some, I don't think
they've had very bad.
Get rid of Tony Pulis.
They've had very bad form this season, but they're not out of it. Not banging trouble, like we've said all podcasts. The bottom 11-12. It's going to be tight, and it was a similar thing last year until about end of February, March. It did start to break away a bit and become a top, bottom five or six fighting it out, and it'll be exactly the same this year.
I read a headline or something the other day about West Brom toilet paper. They said a couple of bad months has wrecked really good rain.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Which is true, you know, they had a couple of bad months under him, but before that, he's done wonders for West Brom.
Look at his record as a Premier League manager when he came up with Stoke. It was just you never worried about them. You just didn't worry about them. They weren't going to do nothing special.
Stoke, even now, a very stable team.
Exactly. You just never worried about them. You knew, they'd lose a few, they'd win a few. They're not going to bang up to the top seven, but they're not going to be banging in trouble. And, you know, at the end of the day, for any side in the Premier League, that's what you've got to aim for. Unless someone comes in with billions of money, then you've got to aim for that at the moment and then just improve season on season.
These chairman or owners, I think they're very delusional.
Well, of course
after Leicester winning.
Yeah,
Leicester can do it. We can do it. Blah blah blah.
Well, exactly.
You know, it's just like
you know
your place.
Know your place. That's it. Absolutely. And another place then up to Anfield. Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. The evening kickoff. Willian for Chelsea and Salah with another goal.
Yeah, Willian
was
equaliser on
that. That's right.
Right
yeah.
At the end,
So unfortunately,
Man City are looking for Sterling is looking for a penalty.
Is he on a dive again?
Twice. Oh, they got it.
They've got it. There we are. Just at the first minute of the second half starting. Raheem Sterling. Let's have a look at this now. Then
dive.
He's had it.
Dive.
He had contact with his arm. But again, it was
just a couple of seconds before he did the same.
I mean, we see it. Was it last week or the week before? What's
his name? Bullshit,
the Watford boy, Rick Carlison.
Yeah.
You know, they give him, was it a ban? Not ban him, or, you know, retrospective action or whatever. They looked at it and said, you know, it was just the fall and whatever wasn't representative of the contact or something. Now, that's a similar situation.
It's the same.
There's no way he's touched him enough to do
for
that.
For him to dive.
To do that.
Yeah, he dived, basically.
Yeah. It was just Aguero with a penalty then. Slow it up. Oh, rolls it into the corner. He does the keeper. Who's it go? Who's it go for?
Fuck knows. That's real.
Call me fuck knows big ears.
Hey. I'm sorry, but that's just the fucking blatant cheating by Raheem Sterling.
Yeah.
And Man City there.
One each. Could have
they
been.
They turned it into Barcelona there.
Aye, that's it.
That's what Barcelona used to do when they couldn't win. They used to dive. These days.
Oh, yeah. They don't like it. Don't like it happen.
No.
But a beautiful penalty. Here we go. We see it again. The ball through. Ah, no. Come on. He had contact with his arm, but not enough for that. He wasn't
contact with his arms, but what made his legs...
Well, exactly. He wasn't all
flying up in the air.
Well, exactly. Absolutely right.
Bollocks.
It's exactly the same thing. There's contract. Contact. It's just exaggerated contact is what he's done there.
Yeah.
So how is that any difference from someone like Ricardson and other people who exaggerate any sort of contact? You know, it's
a disgrace.
And anyway, there we go. What were we talking about? Yeah, Liverpool won, Chelsea won. Liverpool, the only side Antonio Conte's faced that he hasn't beaten in the Premier League so far.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, one each, as we said, Liverpool just couldn't hold on to win and move themselves a couple of places up the table. Chelsea, I suppose, when you look at it, a late equaliser, it's a good point when you look at it like that, isn't it? But obviously,
it's not a bad result for them. They haven't had a championship winning performance season last season.
No, they haven't hit the consistency.
I know they had a bit of a dodgy flight home, didn't they, from Azerbaijan?
Did they? I didn't know.
I didn't read it. Apparently, it was a nightmare flight home or something.
There we are.
Hell of a trip as well from Azerbaijan.
It's a long way, isn't it? It's a long way. Anyway, let's we'll call that half time out.
Oh, I haven't got my half time kazoo, sir.
You haven't got a kazoo?
I don't know where it's gone. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, hang on now. Let's have it. Half time on the Premier League review. Yes, and we are, of course, the Arsenal Premier League review podcast. Not Premier League review podcast, we are.
Yeah.
We do a review in the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll start again. We are the Arsenal Premier League podcast.
Start the whole podcast again.
Yeah. On v2football.com. If you haven't been on it, get on it, I was going to say. Great articles, interviews, and plenty of other podcasts as well, ladies and gentlemen, for you to enjoy. 72 show, All Things Football League. Great chat and guests on there. You've got the V2 Football Podcast, the weekly podcast, All Things World Football, and gossip and debate and quiz. You've also got Hipster's Guide to Europe, All Things European Football, and a roundup of the European leagues. And of course, you've got the brand new Broken But Glorious wrestling podcast. I say brand new, it must have been a few months on, no?
A few months, no, no.
Yeah. Keep saying new. It's newish, I suppose, compared to the others.
Who won the big men thing?
Who won the big man?
Top five big men.
Undertaker was number one.
Was he?
I've spoiled it for everyone, don't worry. But yeah, still check out the rest of the top five. You know, why not, don't I? But yeah, Broken But Glorious, everything wrestling related.
Glorious!
WWE, last British wrestling, and all sorts, really.
Survivor Series review?
It would have been last week, yeah, Survivor Series and NXT TakeOver War Games as well. They would have been talking all about that, so give that a listen and check that out if you're into all that business. And of course, we are still sponsored by Art of Football. They haven't been in touch in the last half hour, so we must be out.
Lovely.
Yes, they're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments that in the game that we all love. And of course, they only produce a limited number of each design, so your canvas or print, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. Artoffootball.com, at Artoffootball on Twitter, and search for it on Facebook and Instagram. And enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off. Yeah, I think that's our plug-in done now, is it? That's our plug-in done, that's half-time done, Sam. I think so.
I'll blow for half-time.
Man City are going for it now, aren't they?
Yeah.
So Man City are going for it. Go on, now, we've got a couple of Super Sandy games to talk about. He's gone, Lee. He's gone. He's sleeping.
Oh, there you go.
So, yes, on to Super Sunday. And three games to talk about. We are obviously in the middle of one, you've heard us mention. But we'll start down at St Mary's.
The Den.
The Dell.
The Dell.
The Dell. The Den. Not Millwall, Sam. You Millwall?
I'm Millwall, mate.
Southampton 4 in the end, is it?
Yeah, 4.
And Everton 1. I mean, I chance to score, it was 1 each when I saw it. Looked back, and it's suddenly 3-1, and obviously ended up 4-1.
Escalated quite with, quickly.
Stone Cold Charlie Austin.
Yeah.
With, I think he got two. He didn't get the hat trick, did he?
Well,
did he get the hat trick? I don't know.
Everton.
But Everton, still no manager. No one wants it, as you said. I mean, he's going to end up having it, isn't he? Oh, Answorth.
Answorth, yeah.
No one wants it. but absolutely.
Don't get relegated.
Terribly poor. Terribly poor from Everton. Pellegrino. You want to say, Al? Is it? Pellegrino? Still don't know.
Pellegrino.
He's been there 4 months, I don't know.
What Pellegrino is it?
Pellegrini. Is it? Which one's the cheese?
Pellegrino.
Yeah, Southampton's manager anyway. He was taught about, you know, under pressure as well, isn't he? And he's coming along with a big home win there.
Yeah, that's a good result for Southampton.
So, again, so like you said, they lose two games or, you know, don't win for three or four games, you know, but still get a couple of points, maybe a draw or whatever. And they're under so much pressure in that bottom half. Like you said, you know, you see how quickly it goes. And the managers that have gone this season alone, isn't it? But I think he's doing a good, decent job at Southampton. I don't think they're going to go down. I don't think they're really in danger.
No, they're going to be there above
mid-table. I mean, they have, I think, you know, the last few seasons or whatever, what, you know, they were good top 7-8 side.
Yeah.
Now, I think for the money they spent and the players they lost, they've tremendously overachieved there for the last few years now. So, I think, you know, if they, you know, around about 10, 11, 12, that's about their place this season.
Imagine if they kept hold of all their players.
Oh.
And kept, what's his name? Tottenham.
Poch.
Poch.
Poch, you know? Yeah. Oof. They'd be challenging, wouldn't they? But, yeah. It's just there's too much money in it. Too much money for them to turn down when they. Yeah. Big boys come in for their players. Everton, of course, spent all the money. Can't do nothing. I think Guilfi got the goal today. £50 million man.
Yeah.
Second goal for Everton, maybe?
Think so, isn't
it? Remember scoring one in the Europa League. Lobbed it from halfway or something.
Yeah, well,
But desperate need. I mean, come
shit
on now.
Really hit the fan now, isn't
it? They have to. I mean, get a manager in as quickly as possible now, because it's absolutely shocking the way they're playing. I mean, Ed Hayden in Europe as well, didn't he?
Yeah, Atalanta was at 4-0.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. So yeah, absolutely. What's going on there? Who knows? Who knows, Al?
Who's going to come in?
Who is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like we said, they've got to go for the biggest names available.
Well,
they've got to ask them.
They don't seem to be going for them.
They don't seem to be going for them.
Because they would have easily got one in by now.
Exactly.
You know, money's no object for them, is it?
Exactly. There's, you know, I mean, it was a bit laughable when Diego Simeone was linked.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It is wrong, but the... These are the people they've got to be aiming for then, isn't
it? Yeah, it's right. Yeah, but they're not going to get Simeone, are they? No. He's at Madrid. He's turned down fucking Chelsea.
Oh, exactly.
Arsenal, exactly. For God's sake, you know. There's loads of great managers out there.
Out of work, exactly. I mean, you know, you mentioned, you know.
Thomas Tuch, is it Tuch?
Tuchel, yeah. Tuch. Ex-Dortmund manager.
Ancelotti.
They've got to just go for the master and say, look.
Yeah.
You know, even if they get him in to the end of the season to make a huge impact with the club, and then see, look, if they, you know, if they, you know, if they enjoy their time there and a success, then try and keep them on. But it just seems to be nothing going on. They're fixated on Marco Silva, it seems. The talk of Big Sam, it looked like he was close, but then that's gone.
He said he just won it now.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just a club in crisis at the moment, and that's you know, a strange thing to say when you looked at them over the summer.
Yeah.
When they look to be one of the most stable sound clubs, even after losing Lukaku, we're spending that money, having a manager of...
Actually bringing in some quality players.
Oh, they brought some quality players, they just didn't...
Everything's just gone downhill so quick.
Well, there's no... I mean, everyone's mentioned it, we mentioned it, everyone's mentioned it for months, there's no pace in the side.
No.
Especially at the back. I mean, you've got them creative players at the top, you've got Gylfi, you've got Klaassen, you've got Rooney... you know, morale. You've got all these players, you know, Barkley as well, I know he's had a lot of injuries this season, but they're creative players, they're players who want to go forward, and that's one thing. You don't always need pace up front. I mean, there's plenty of players who have proved that down the years. Teddy Sheringham, for instance, for a start.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Shearer,
when, you know, when you still got that mind, you know, that's the half yard in your head. But when you've got a back line, Williams, Jagielka,
Baines.
There's no pace here. They're all getting 30 plus now. Williams is still a quality centre half.
Yeah.
But he needs young legs with him.
Yeah.
That's why he's so successful at Swansea. He had pace around him with fast wing backs, and you know, a youngish centre back partner as well. Whereas Everton, he's gone in. It's another 30 something in Jagielka. I know they've what's his name? Funi Mores, whatever his name is. The other lad, he's decent, but he's had injuries. So, yeah, it's just an absolute crisis. They need to spend more money in January. But then, you know, if it's not going to be a permanent manager, is it going to be the right kind of buys then for the club? You know what I mean? Just bringing players in for that until the end of the season. And then if another manager comes in again, he's got to rebuild another squad that, you know, two managers try to build. Anyway, we'll move on, Al. Move on, Al. To down to turf more. The Burnley and battled hard, but ultimately lost to a last minute
penalty
from Alexis Sanchez.
Against the team who lost against Cologne.
That was a smelly old affair, that was.
Well, they haven't won all season, have they? Bottom of the Bundesliga.
Are they really?
Yeah, they haven't. That's the first game they won the season.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently.
He put a lot of youngsters out, though, didn't he? I know he did put a lot of youngsters out because they're already through, weren't they? Oh no, absolutely not. I mean,
Arsenal's youth team should be able to beat fucking.
Well, they should be.
I know.
Should be
terrible. And today, I don't think it's a good result for Arsenal. So I know they won.
Well, you'd
expect. Before I got that.
Well, I was thinking about this before as well. And you think any other season, any football fan would say, "Oh, Burnley, they'll have a little battle. You know, they'll have an hard game, but ultimately Arsenal should win 2 or 3 nil." But then, like I was thinking about, I was thinking exactly the same thing, and I thought, well, look at Burnley's form this year, especially at home.
At home, yeah.
And then you'd say, you'd almost say, are Burnley favourites for this game on this season. So, you know, and obviously it was very close to being a stay-a-mount 0-0 until the Sanchez penalty last minute. So, but, you know, this is what the side needs to do. You know, and Arsenal haven't done enough over the years, is get these tough results away from home.
Suppose,
you know what I mean?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. But obviously, push them back in the top four, pushes Tottenham out, so everyone be happy. Happy, cheap. What are we looking at here? Here's a replay.
Zoomed it in,
did he? Nah, cheap. Not for me.
Never liked Sterling.
Nah. Anyway, where were we?
Delph's had a good run in its team, hasn't he?
Well, he's like left wing back now or something, isn't he? He's got him out or something like that, isn't he? But he's a constant there now. Pep's in love with him. Let's have a look. And obviously the other game then on the Sun is this game we're watching now. 60 minutes gone, Huddersfield 1, Manchester City 1. City putting a bit of pressure on now since half-time. But Huddersfield's defence has been great all season, really. So
yeah.
You haven't bet against Ben, you know, having it stay 1-1 or even them nicking another goal. You don't know,
do you? Hopefully. Might chop Man City down a peg or two.
Well, I know you can't say, you know, anyone wins a league, you know. Unless you're Liverpool, you don't win the league in November. You know what I mean? So, you know, it just made things interesting, wouldn't it? If they lost this one now, first one of the season, opens everything up, especially with Christmas coming up, all the games coming up. And midweek fixtures are this week.
Is it?
We got Tuesday and Wednesday games. Oh. Ooh, you know, it's Christmas coming.
We'll do a podcast on Wednesday.
Yeah, I love the season. You know, we can't go 3 weeks without doing one and then do two in a week.
We never know. We'll cover it. Hey, you heard it here first. They might be a podcast in a week as well.
We'll run through the games quickly now. We've got Tuesday. Here we go. We've got Brighton and Hove Albion. Two teams
Brighton
there
and Hove
against Crystal Palace.
Ooh.
So that could be an interesting...
Bit of a derby.
If Roy can pull that off, son, they will be flying, Palace, over the Christmas period, I think. Back-to-back wins like
that.
They'll
be soaring like an eagle.
Oh, like it, Al. If they can pull that off, though, you know what I mean, 2 wins in 3 days, or 4 days, whatever it may be, they will be full of confidence over the Christmas period.
Full of turkey and sprouts. Because Roy makes a lovely Christmas dinner, Roy does.
Oh, we know.
All the trimmings.
Oh, yes. He even uses the giblets.
He does. And not a lot of people use giblets anymore.
No, exactly. He's a traditionalist, is Roy.
And Roy does a lovely nut roast as well for the vegetarians.
For the vegetarians, he does indeed.
It's also vegan friendly.
Is it?
It is. So, Roy, he caters for everyone.
There we are. Just because he doesn't cash in on it, like old Mo Farah or Linda McCartney.
Well, I did.
I mean, she's raking it in, she is.
I did. She's gone far, hasn't she? Yeah. Let's be fair.
They've stretched her out, haven't they?
Stretched her, haven't they? How long has she been dead for? They're still selling her fucking meat. I did hear that Roy was going to do a BBC Christmas special.
Oh.
Like Mary Bailey, Barry.
Oh, you should stick them together.
You know? But
Hodgson and Berry.
He took the Palace job instead. Sort of fell through, didn't it? Look at that dive.
There's another dive for Nandinho.
Jesus Christ.
Dirty Man City.
Send him off.
Cheating now because they can't find a way through Huddersfield's defence and midfield. Oh, but yeah, Hodgson and Berry. Sound like a proper detective show,
doesn't it? Like Remington and Steele.
Oh, Hodgson and Berry. Hodgson and Berry. BBC One, Thursday, 9 o'clock.
He fell in love with his soggy bottom.
Who wouldn't? Right, anyway. Brighton, Crystal Palace. We've only gone through 1 year, sir. Can you tell we're filling? We've got much else to talk about.
No, we've completed the quiz because I won the quiz.
Because you won the quiz, Al, I'm going to test you, son.
All right, then.
I've got a couple of things for you, son.
Okay.
Just to test your knowledge, son.
It doesn't mean anything.
It don't mean nothing. It's just to keep going.
What am I, the four-time winner now?
Four-time
winner.
It's just to keep things, entertaining, Al.
Yeah.
They can play along at home, Al. It might be too easy, but I saw it. I thought, oh, I'll test you out. You'll get them, I think. Anyway, Leicester City against Tottenham Hotspurs.
Who's at Leicester, Tottenham?
Leicester against Tottenham on Tuesday. Leicester at home. So, I mean, Tottenham, if they really want to push on, obviously out of the top four now, they got to turn up and turn up big time at Filbert Street on Tuesday night. And then, oh, another big game. Now, it's pretty big with the form this season. Watford, Elton's big boys against Manchester United. Now, that's not going to be easy for Jose and his boys.
No.
At Vicarage Road, Watford on the form of their, you know, well, it's got to be the best start to any Premier League season, surely, they've had in their history. So, we've got West Bromwich Albion. Will they have a new manager by then? Who knows? Against Newcastle. Will they have a new manager by then? Who knows? Obviously up for sale, isn't he, Newcastle? The offer's gone in.
Turned them down, didn't he?
Turned them down.
They offered £300 million. I'm not surprised. He probably won't sell, a fat bastard.
No. No, probably
He wants £380 million for it. He paid 150 for it.
After that, so he's meant to be a fucking supporter of the club. Yeah.
Was it the woman? I can't remember her name.
No, I can't remember.
Her consortium.
Yeah.
I put a bid on £300 million.
Yeah.
Snap your hands off, mate.
Yeah. He's just
a greedy bastard.
Yeah, come on now. You meant
greedy,
to be supporting the
fat
club.
Bastard.
Anyway, move on to Wednesday night's games. And we've got West Brom. I just read that one. We got Bournemouth at home against Burnley's, the Bees Derby. Burnley away. They've been in tremendous form this season. Bournemouth concede goals. So you can see, you know, I mean, Bournemouth, like I said, they picked up a few wins recently. So it's not a given that Burnley could win, but if Burnley turn up on the form this season, you'd expect them to get a draw at least, if not another away win. We got Arsenal at home against Huddersfield, the side we're watching now. Arsenal at home, you know, tough to break down.
I haven't done this for a while.
What's that, Dan?
I'm going to do it. Say that team again.
Arsenal.
Arsenal!
You'd expect Arsenal to get a home win there, but Huddersfield, the form they've been in, tough team to break down. You know, if they hang on to 1-1 here against Man City, or even nick a goal, they're going to be full of confidence. That's, you know, I mean, if they win here, that's the two Manchester clubs they've beat this season.
Yeah.
If they hold on for a draw, that's unbeaten against two of the top four. Full of confidence, going away down to a trip to London for some Christmas shopping for the boys, for Di Wagner and the boys.
Everybody, we're going to London Christmas time, come down. We're going to Selfridges and Handley's.
And then we've got Stamford Bridge.
And that other place, Harrods. They do nice German sausage in there, my friend Jürgen Klinsmann told me.
Stamford Bridge, then we've got Chelsea against the team down the road, Swansea Al. So,
was it, sorry?
Chelsea against Swansea as well.
Away?
Swansea away, yeah. So, parking, be all right parking down here now, son, in the midweek.
Always is, midweek.
Always is. But, yeah, you'd expect Chelsea to win that.
Give them a good stuffing.
Yep, you got Everton, home game, against another struggling side, West Ham.
Oh, West Ham's going to win that.
Di Moyes at his old club. He'll be up there giving it the big one on the sidelines.
Walking around like Danny Dyer. I'm a cockney now, boys. I'm a cockney.
Man City, the struggling, Pep's struggling side here against Huddersfield, are playing Southampton.
That'll be a tasty little game.
I tell you what, there's not, you know, you wouldn't say it's big sides against big sides, but no. Everything looks a bit tasty.
Looks a bit tasty.
Stoke City at home against Liverpool, again. Tasty, son. Stoke at home, but no rollovers. Liverpool, of course, you know, they've got to start winning games and stop conceding goals.
No, they don't have to.
No, they don't have to, well. But as I say, it's not top teams against top teams, but every game has got something on it, really. You know. So, should be a good Wednesday night match of the day, son. You know what I mean, son?
You know what I mean, Gav?
So, yeah, we'll all look forward to those. And that's the end of the Premier League review. Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Can't believe I miss Elizabeth,
of course. Of course, land of hope and glory, isn't it?
Yes. Right, Al, because we've not got a quiz, Al, before we go.
Oh, I'm really upset because I got a terrible feeling and I was about to shit my knickers.
I'm going to test you, Al. Right. I got some easy ones, Al. I think you might get them all, to be honest with you. Looking at them, they're easy now.
All right. I'll just warn you, I think I just coughed and a bit of shit came up. So, hurry up.
Can you name these players?
No, I can't.
From their transfers. Right? So, start with one.
What, like the bubblegum transfers?
Transfers, yeah. Yeah. On their arms.
Yeah.
Right, here you are. Ajax, Inter Milan, Arsenal.
Bergkamp.
Oh, straight in, sir. Straight in. See, some of them are easy. I think they're all easy. I think you'll get them.
Alright, then alright then.
Right, here you go, Ryan.
If it's slightly hard out, it's transfers.
West Ham, Leeds, Man United, QPR.
Rio Ferdinand. Oh, when you said West Ham. Yeah, you said Leeds. Not a lot of West Ham players.
Well, you are a four-time champion. I'll expect you to get all of these, son.
Well, I want
this one I'd say is the easiest one. So you've obviously wasted time this one as well. We should never have done this. Liverpool, Leeds, Man City, Liverpool, Cardiff, Blackburn, North Queensbury, North Queensland Fury, Perth Glory, Mohathog United.
Say it again.
Liverpool, Leeds, Man City, Liverpool, Cardiff, Blackburn, North Queensland Fury, Perth Glory, Muangthong United.
Don't know that one. Liverpool, you started in Liverpool, went to Leeds.
Liverpool, Leeds, Man City, Liverpool, Cardiff, Blackburn, North Queensland Fury, Perth Glory, Muangthong.
Oh, it's got to be Robbie Fowler.
Robbie Fowler!
I was thinking out.
Got it.
I was thinking, first of all, it's Craig Bellamy, isn't it?
Exactly what I thought, sir. Yeah. Exactly what I thought.
I don't know, he didn't start with Liverpool.
No, exactly. Oh, well, it was a fucking time.
Was that it?
That was it, Al. I only got three because I ran out of page. I'm not to write any more down.
Oh, there we are then. There, ladies and gentlemen.
There we are.
I got him right.
There we are, just to keep your mind busy, Al, that is, son. You know what I mean? Obviously, well, I should have said, if they wanted to play it all along, they could have paused it, but you didn't leave any room. You said your answer before I stopped fucking talking.
Yeah,
Never mind, Al, never mind. I think that's it, Al, is it?
Yeah, no guest this week.
No guest this week, Al.
No.
No guest this week.
We'll have a guest next week.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the start of a new season.
Of course it will.
Season 6, isn't it?
Season 7, I'm going to say, Al.
7, yeah, I was going to say 7.
I'm going to say 7.
So this...
Obviously, it's not the 7th, actually,
so this is our 60th episode.
No, 59th, isn't it? Is it?
No. So there's a 10th.
Oh, don't do this. No, 70th, isn't it? No, I don't. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. 60th. That's what I'm going to say. But, yeah, what was I going to say? I've forgotten already.
Must have been a lie,
Al. It must have been. Let me look to the right. I usually remember then. It's a lie. No, I don't. Anyway, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Join us next week.
New guests. Well, same old guests.
Same guests.
New segments. New quiz.
Brand new quiz. See if Ash can get a question right. Yes, as we say, it's not actually 7th football season, but we like to keep our series, podcast series, in groups of 10. Don't we, Al?
Yeah.
So we can keep a track of ourselves more than anything else.
Yeah.
It just rounds it off nicely for us. And obviously keeps the quiz going.
Yeah, but yes. That's the only reason we do it. Keeps the quiz going.
The one and only reason.
You'd have to keep count. We do.
We do. Well, sometimes we lose countdown.
Yeah.
We're getting old, sir.
Oh,
don't break the fucking kazoo. Show you when we got some.
No, it still works.
Oh, it's a bit deeper than usual, that is.
Probably because I'm breaking the ends off. Making it a baritone kazoo.
Right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, join us next week for more Premier League talk, quiz and guests. In the meantime, have a good week.
Be lucky.